I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 961. Just don't leave me. There's a lot of pain and problems in the people all around us. Some people desperately want answers from God. Why this God? Why that God? Why not this or that God? And the truth is, those prayers are rarely answered the way we would like. We have lots of questions on this side of the veil, but may we never doubt God's presence. If answers don't come, may our prayers be, "Just don't leave me," because that's a prayer He'll always answer. This podcast is called T2G or The Two Greatest because Jesus said we're to love God, all of our heart, soul, mind, strength, and love our neighbor like that. And the God that we love will never abandon us. That's a promise. I've always admired and been blessed by the music and ministry of Michael Card. I got to meet him at a conference a couple years ago in Wichita. His genuine love for the Lord is solid. Lately, he's been doing work on the Hebrew word hesed, or God's unfailing love. He tells a story about his friend Alex, who was paralyzed from the neck down after a collision with a drunk driver in the 1990s. In his quest to understand the why of it all, Alex struggled through seasons of doubt and confusion, sometimes shaking his finger in anger, other times attempting to bargain for a miracle. He also spent much time pouring out his heart before God and praying the Psalms of Lament. Later, Alex told Michael about a life-changing experience that had taken place. One afternoon, in the midst of his prayers, he began to experience the presence of Christ in a profound and powerful way. Of course, Alex already knew, in a theological sense, that Christ is always present in our lives. But this time he experienced Christ's presence like never before. He could feel it. Jesus was there in the room by his side. Alex said that in response to this experience of the nearness of Christ, his prayer became, "You don't have to heal me, just don't leave me." That story got me thinking, podcast family. Jesus must have known that his disciples would have questions that he wasn't going to answer. Imagine the trauma of them watching him die after spending 3 years in ministry with him, seeing all the mighty miracles, and having all of these hopes and dreams for Jesus that they imposed on him. And imagine the despair after the cross of not just the shattered dream, but now Jesus is gone. And then imagine the utter joy of the resurrection. He's back, yes! Praise Yahweh! But then the pendulum swings back yet again, and Jesus takes them up to a mountain, and he's about to leave them again. Imagine the questions rolling around in their souls. Jesus, where are you going? Jesus, what are we supposed to do now? What's going to happen next? What do you want from us? Why can't you stay here with us and help us? It was in that context of that crisis that Jesus gave this famous commission, "Go and make disciples," or followers of me, "in all the world. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them everything that I've commanded you." And here's the clincher. Then he said, "And I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Listen, friends, as much as we want answers, sometimes we're just not going to get him, but we are going to get his promises and his presence. Sometimes when life doesn't make sense, knowing he is with us and he's not going anywhere until we are safely on the other side is all we need. Here's the great question. When was the last time you wanted answers but only got his presence and you found that it was enough? Let's pray. Lord, thank you today that you are all-powerful, all-knowing, and perfectly good. Thank you for your daily mercies with us as we struggle in challenging times. Father, we confess that we don't seek your presence as we ought. We confess that we have settled for lesser things, and we want to know your presence in our lives, whether we feel it or not. Draw us close to you and remind us that you will never leave us and never forsake us because you always love us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 962. And in the meantime, I remember chatting with Arthur Buck back in East Tennessee. He called me to his house one Sunday afternoon because he just didn't feel the presence of God. And I told him, you know, Arthur, at the moment, I don't either. But the good news is, God's presence is not a feeling, it's a fact. Jesus promised it, and so it's so. Sometimes our prayer is, just don't leave me. And we can be assured that He won't.